Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With a drink, didn't he?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Ought Know Better. We've named it Jesse's Marching Orders. Very apt for tonight. How we doing, chaps? All right?
Not too bad.
We'll see. Smiling.
Very, very happy today.
Okay. I suppose there's probably going to be a little bit more optimism in the air, shall we say? And we've got loads to talk about. We think Cal will join us. I think he's just busy walking the boy, and then he'll be on. With us, as I say, absolutely loads to talk about. We haven't got a poll or anything, so do keep your comments coming in, and we will be with you straight after this.
Hi, this is Don Matteo, and you are listening to the Ought to Know Better podcast. Let's do this.
Evening, chaps. Yeah, as I say, just a little bit more optimism in the air. We'll obviously go through the motions as a normal pod, and we'll come on to the positivity in that. But how are we all feeling generally as not as Leeds fans, but in your life? How's your life, Jay, at the minute? Is everything going well?
Yeah, it's about as well as it gets, mate. You know, take that as you will.
and you must have been a little bit happy today. You've seen the tweets going around that one of the podcast watchers has been doing of me, and he put my face on Mini Me, which probably made me quite happy.
I mean, just in case anyone's not seen this,
I know you got it all.
I had to have these ready. Brilliant. You've been spotted with a few people that you've been out and about, just you know. Hobnobbing with the stars.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's the one that I think I sort of
he's Lukey.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good ones, look, and we appreciate it. We do appreciate you taking the time.
Matt, you're muted.
We know a lot of lot of time and effort goes into them. So thank you. Yeah. Anyway, Jay, nice to hear you. Smart, are you well?
Yeah, I'm sound. I wish you would have shown the best one.
Which was
that one.
To be fair,
I'll tell you what, it's some skills, that, isn't it? I just some proper that skills on that.
What the guy hitting the videos, hitting the ping pong ball with his cock?
Yeah. I just saved
the ones that Gilly put in the group earlier in one bundle, so that were easier. I didn't have the motivation to go looking for some guy's cock whacking Luke on it.
Gilly, how we doing, mate? Looking very, very sharp. How's things?
Yeah, all right. My little one's not been too well, but he's on the mend now. So jumped on with you guys. That's private life, Leeds stuff. Trepidatious, I think, is what I'd say.
Trepidatious. What a lovely word. It sounds like something Wayne's World would say.
He's had a job interview today. He's had a job interview, Andy, so he's had his thesaurus out first thing in the morning. Flicking
no, he hasn't, you idiot.
Just in case Gilly's current employers are watching, Smarty's taking the piss.
Obviously.
Okay, now. I was going to ask Carl how he was, but he looks like he's... Oh, he's here. Hi up, Carl. How are we doing?
Star all right, that's
BBC
how we
and ITV these days, I hear.
Pardon?
Star of BBC and ITV these days, I hear.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just sacked Pep Clotet, haven't you? Shit out.
You what?
You just sacked Pep Clotet, haven't you?
I must have. Oh, I did, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I must have, yeah,
the
yeah.
Program, Carl.
I'm just lost with all the fucking stupid names you have for me now at this stage. That was one of them going to the back burner for
Salino,
a while.
Was it?
Yeah.
You're a man of a thousand nicknames, Carl.
How are you doing, Carl? How's life in general?
It's going all right.
Not Leeds related. Just how's things?
Yeah, things are all right, yeah. Thanks for asking. Just good. Working away.
To make sure we're all right. You know, before we get started, get warmed up.
Yeah. I was out for a walk with the boy there. I'm in better form now the last 2 days as well. So that's not too bad.
Have you been putting him on your diet, have you?
No, he's on his own diet.
Brilliant. Well, look, first things first, as we do each week, I know you're probably all waiting to talk about who this manager's going to be and who we want it to be and all that, but we'll come on to that and you can be very patient. We're going to go through the usual motions, and we'll start with Gilly's little section.
Auto No Better Predictions.
How did we all do this week?
There was a lot of optimism around this game.
what a set of difference.
I think the most optimistic was Positive J was back with a 4-1 lead.
Should be minus points that, surely.
We all went Leeds. So Skip for the fans went Leeds 3-2. But we all went Leeds. So Smarty by the one goal, Stats by two, Bren by one, me by one, Carl by one, Luke by one. Big Lou went by two. The only points this week go to Jason, who went 2-1 Forest, which means that he got the goal difference right, which means he gets himself three sweet points. Unfortunately, what this does is moves Jason two positions up the league to the top of the league. So Jay and the fans both dropped down.
Negative as fuck.
Jay and the fans dropped down one position each. So we've got Jason on 12 points, Jay on 11, fans on 10, Kyle on 8, myself on 7, Luke starts on 3 each, Smarty on none, Just Joe from the Just Joe Show on minus 1, former winner Bren on minus 3, Si on minus 5, Scotty of LUTV on minus 7, and Big Lou of LS11 fame on minus 10.
Brilliant.
Well, that's what you. Positive. I've been toppled, and for someone in my low centre of gravity, that doesn't happen a lot.
Like Brent,
you want to bet?
Brent's defence of his title is going as well as Leeds' defence of their title when we last.
No, that's mine. I took it off him last season. He was season before.
Oh, excuse me.
Very quickly, we've had a couple of comments saying Corbyn extended his contract at West Brom, which means we're not getting Corbyn then.
Wow. We aren't going to be getting anyone we know. Come on.
So, we will come on to that chat. But first things first, Forrest, myself, Smarty and Carl jumped on and did a bit of an impromptu... Carl did a bit of a monologue actually to start with for the first 5 or 10 minutes, and then I jumped on and Smarty jumped on and ended the show and it was a bit of a car crash, but it was quite fitting actually that it was a car crash episode, seeing as the second half was a bit of a car crash. Jay, start with you, mate. What you were there? What were your thoughts on the actual game? I mean, not just the second half. I mean, your overall thoughts on the performance down there at the City Ground.
I remember just being stood there in amongst the other Leeds fans and just an overall feeling of despair, and it just seemed to be gripping everybody. And that's just how I felt all the way through the game. It was just like nothing went for us. They scored the one and only chance, as per. It just felt like we were just seeing the same shit again, going through the motions. I knew we were going to come out afterwards and say, oh, we deserve something, blah, blah, blah. We're just not able to put chances away at the moment. We're not able to keep a clean sheet. We just can't seem to do anything right. And it just felt hopeless. It felt absolutely hopeless.
Yeah, no, it's fair. I mean, when we were on, we were all quite in agreement that the first half, we were good, you know, apart from conceding a similar goal to what we used to, you know, giving the ball away in a dangerous, not even a dangerous area, the free kick, really, let's be honest. It wasn't that dangerous. Yeah. And then conceding a very, very soft goal. But yes, Gilly, your thoughts? Particularly on the team and how they performed, I think, and how that potentially changed for me.
So I think if you look at that goal, I mean, it was kind of, the writing was on the wall when they scored it. It was offside in the build-up. For me, it wasn't even a free kick, or it was really a soft free kick. We got booked for it, which I thought was completely just unbelievable. Yeah, that's what I mean. It was offside when the ball came forward. I didn't think it was necessarily a free kick. It certainly wasn't worth a booking considering some of the challenges they'd got away with.
Yeah.
And then the ball gets a little nick before it gets a strike in the middle. Strike fails to clear it. I think for me, looking at the goal, that kind of set an expectation at that point, didn't it? Their only attack. And you know, we'd been on top, and it fit the pattern. In the first half, I did think we played more than all right. You know, you look at Sinny should have probably bagged a couple. Paddy had a complete air shot that ran through to Aileen, who kind of, yeah, all right, he got it on target, and that's what you're looking for. He were on his weak foot, but he should have done better with that chance. So yeah, you know, we had more than enough. I think we should have scored three or four in the first half. You score three or four in the first half, you go on and you put on a big score. The fact that we were goalless at half time, you knew for a fact that it wasn't going to finish well at that point. And I'd been quite positive before the game. I think the second half, we said in our group chat afterwards, I think that's the first time that what you could say was you could level the accusation that the players had stopped fighting for him. And that's how it felt throughout that second half.
Complete agreement, and I think that's sort of what changed my opinion. And I've been quite vocal and been Jesse in and out at various stages, predominantly because I've seen improvement, and I felt that we're bound to get, you know, the results didn't reflect performance throughout the season, really. Let's be honest. Even the games we'd won against Chelsea, we were the worst team for 20 minutes. It could have been 3-0 down against Liverpool. Should have been hammered, you know, and we managed to snatch a victory. But then in the other games, we'd been the better side and not managed to pick up points or only picked up one when it should have been three. And I think the real turning point for me was hearing Paddy Bamford come out and tell him that he couldn't work out how to unlock their defence. And I was like, hang on a minute. Why is Paddy Bamford taking the weight of that on his shoulders? That's not up to him to do, you know. You know, we've got arguably one of the most exciting front lines available in the Premier League, in Nontor, Somerville, Sinisterra, Ruta, and not in the Premier League, but certainly in the bottom half of the Premier League, I'd argue. And we still couldn't unlock a very poor Knox Forest side, you know. And that spoke volumes to me, you know. I think that was the real, and that was before we had any idea was going to get sacked. You know, that was the turning point for me in terms of more Jesse out, I think. But yeah, Smarty, you know, we touched upon it on the BNC directly after with Carl that we felt it was time, didn't we? I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think really we were just living in hope, weren't we? You know. Kind of hoping things would get better, kind of praying, because we were all under the impression that the 49ers / Rads wouldn't ever get rid of Jesse Marsh. And so we were kind of like just buckling ourselves in for the ride, weren't we?
I don't think I've ever seen investment like that in a window and a manager booted immediately after. I don't think anyone saw it coming.
Like, I even said on the
party, you did,
probably only get till Sunday. Like, but
I I'm saying I saw it coming. I said in one of the first pods back after the World Cup break, the fact that they've not made the change now means that what we're going to end up doing is giving him the full window, and then things will be in the shit. And what we'll end up doing is panicking, pulling the trigger again after the window's closed, with an incoming manager not being able to set himself up. I was just being extra pessimistic at that point because I couldn't see any positives coming out of it. And that extra pessimism has just led us to the realistic situation of any incoming manager now. All right, I rate the window. I'm not knocking what we've done in the window. And I think any incoming manager is going to look at the players that have joined and gone, do you know what? I've got something to work with here. And I think that's fine. But the incoming manager's not had the opportunity to have any input to the players that are coming in. And I think that's the kicker, is it should have been done before that.
It's funny, though, when you look at that compared to Everton and what Sean Dyche has got. He didn't get fuck all. So anybody else coming in is in a better position than he started from.
I think for me, Carl, I don't know what your thoughts are, but I think the timing is crazy. It's almost like you do one or the other. You know, you don't back a manager throughout a transfer window, given performances weren't great, and then only give him one game after the window or two games after the window, whatever it was, and then decide to sack him. It's almost backward to me, Carl. Do you think the timing was weird?
I think the timing's always kind of strange when it happens like that. But just if the board weren't looking at another manager prior to this, like this is like apparently going to either be finished this evening or tomorrow in the AM, according to Rads and his tweet. Like,
the same man who said it were impossible to be in this situation. He's also probably don't believe him.
He's probably on the vino, like, so that's where that's
most definitely
from.
That's the only time he tweets.
And I think if this is happening as quickly as he reckons it will, I think they've been talking to someone for a lot longer than the last couple of days. I think they've been talking to someone since maybe Christmas time, because if all the candidates that we're looking at are all in jobs, that's not a quick kind of turnaround like where he's expecting there going off that tweet. So they have been talking to someone. And I think there's someone more solid than any of the reports have been online. And I think, I know it's silly to think, oh, well, let's buy players for the next manager. But there has to be some sort of thought behind those players that are brought in, that they're not going to be there for Jesse's style. There has to be something along them lines, because I don't think something like this happens as quickly as it does if it's a manager that's already in a job. I think there's conversations had a long time ago.
I mean, they're not in yet, so we don't know if it's somebody that's out of a job or not at the moment, do we?
Well, that's very true. Like, but if it is someone that we're taking from another job, then I think it would have started a long time ago.
You'd have thought so, but you know, I'm not sure we planned that far ahead.
But it'd be naive of them to not do something like that and look that far ahead.
Doesn't mean they didn't.
Because...
yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's very true. But yeah, I think the timing's very weird. But at the same time, you kind of got to look at it from a different perspective and kind of think, right, if he thinks it's going to be over the line in the next couple of, 24 hours, then unless, like Gilly said, your man's already out of a job and the reports are all arseways, then fair enough. But if it's someone that's coming from a job, it's too sticky as a thing to kind of get done in 48 hours, you know?
Yeah, the problem I've got with that, Carl, is you're not allowed to speak to another manager that's in a role unless you've got permission, which I feel would have been leaked by now. You're legally not allowed to do it, contractually obviously not allowed to do it. You have to get permission from the club they're currently representing to even speak to them, you know?
Yeah.
So that would either suggest that it's somebody that's not in work and the tweets that and the information we've been fed is incorrect, or alternatively, it's somebody that's in a job that we're literally scurrying around after since we've decided to sack Jesse, whenever that may have been. I've seen reports earlier, and I think even yesterday, and I've heard on a couple of the other lads' shows, Jers, I think it was earlier on today, that there was talk of actually sacking him in January, and they decided to not to sack him in early January. What do you think the benefits? Do you think the club expected us to do better then? Because based on performance, we can all agree that. Do we all agree that results haven't reflected necessarily performances, or do people think we've got what we deserved?
I think overall, probably got what we deserved. I think there's been performances where we've been good and should have won games, like that Villa game and you know, others, but Spurs, whatever. But overall, we're just like, nobody's been happy with the tactics. Nobody's thought this system works. So it's hard to say that we don't deserve what we've got overall. But I think the January thing, he did have a good run, didn't he? Just before that, because we had those big wins and then we had the Spurs game where we should have won. And it were easy to imagine that, you know, the board could look at that and think, oh, he's got a long break with players now. We're bringing some players in January. There were every reason that they might have thought we're turning the corner here and stick with him. You could see that because he did get some results and it came probably at the right time for him.
And almost kept him in the role, you know.
Yeah, it's, basically. Yeah.
The cup run as well. I think he would have lost at Cardiff. I think he might have you know, had his marching orders then. So I think he's been... I was listening to the Square Ball lads earlier. I don't know if anybody's listened to it yet. I was listening to their...
The one from yesterday night?
Yeah, the one... Yeah, and they're talking about sort of the amount of times that we scored goals to keep him in a job, sort of Joffy last season, setting up Struik, you know, the last minute winner again from a poor ship performance against Bournemouth, Norwich, you know, the winner at Norwich last season, the winner at Liverpool. There's been so many, and we've just been, have we been that lucky, or have we? For me, we had improved under Marshall, not necessarily on the previous manager, but since he came in and the way we played football and the things we wanted to see had got better. We saw a little bit more width. We saw a bit tighter defensively. You know, the individual mistakes were still a problem, and ultimately we were still playing very tight. I don't want to use the word narrow because we weren't playing that narrow. We were just playing very tight. So whether it was out wide or whether it's centrally, there just seemed to be a lot of congestion of our players wherever on the field that was. But yeah, I don't know. I saw the improvements, and it's well documented on here that my thoughts that I thought we were playing well enough to start getting results and that they would come. Yeah. Ultimately, I was wrong. You know, I'll eat a bit of humble pie, but it's one of them. So, yeah, for me, it was the right time. The right time. I don't think any of us are going to disagree that it wasn't time for him to go. Anyone got any sort of anybody against that?
Well, certainly not against the fact it was time to go. I think I'd made my thoughts clear on that, because whether it was bad luck, whether it was bad finishing, whether it was, I mean, I didn't see. Ultimately, even the Forest game, I've just said in the first half, we should have scored 3 or 4. You score 3 or 4 in the first half and you romp home. Mm. We're just not doing that. And that's you know, is that confidence, which would come down to the manager. If it's across the first team, that's the manager needs to manage that. I think for me, I agree more with you, Luke, in what you said than I do with Jay on the principle that the level of football, the level of output deserve more than we got. But there's only so long you can, you know, it's like people telling West Ham that they were too good to go down the season they went down. They went down anyway, even though on paper they were too good to go down. And even though the performances showed that they were worth more than the points that they got, that's why they went down in the end. So, you know, the endeavour, the work rate. But, again, Luke, just to echo what you said, that second half was the death knell. That was it done, because it was just so drab. And there was just no idea. So I think that the level of football, and this is where you and I do disagree, Luke, I think the level of football is in spite of Marsh. And that might be unfair, because he is the manager and actually he's taking pelters for what he got wrong. So surely some of the good stuff he ought to get credit for. But for me, it felt like we were in a position where the good stuff was off the back of the players and not what the manager were telling them to do. And it was just... you know, it was give it to the forward players and hope that some magic happens. And sometimes it does. You know, we saw in the Bournemouth game, the magic that Jimmy and Willie put together between them. Can you put that down to Marsh? It was just a breakaway goal that they managed between them. I think that there are periods in the season where we should have got a bit more than we did. The Spurs game and the Villa game, so Jay just identified being them. But it just wasn't enough.
No, that's fair. And I think, however you look at it, the simple fact is that we weren't good enough because we weren't getting these goals. And you've only got to look at that second half yesterday, and we knew we knew tactically what as fans, as average football fans, we knew exactly what Forest, how they were going to set up. They were going to have men behind the ball. They were going to try and catch us on the break. Yet, yeah. Marsh still insisted on playing a 4-2-3-1. He didn't try two attackers up top. He didn't move one of the midfielders slightly more forward. So it was just 4-1-4-1. He didn't try anything different. And then it was almost like, oh, well, it's not worked, but I'll try a different player doing that, see if it works any better. It wasn't a tactical change. It was a man for man change, and
we said that on Berardi and Kirk, didn't we?
Yeah.
We said that he didn't actually make any proper substitutions. He just basically like for like swapped the substitutions. And like we've already said, you know, Cooper made two changes to deal with the pressure that we were giving them, and we had no answer to it. We had nothing, and we offered nothing. And I mean, me, probably like a lot of people, probably just completely turned off in that second half. I didn't even really watch it properly because it was boring. Mm. And that's the thing for me. It's been boring the whole time he's been here. And we had a massively fortunate opportunity just before the World Cup to get rid of him, regardless of the fucking scrappy win against Bournemouth and Liverpool. We had a fantastic opportunity to get rid of him then, to bring in a new manager, for him to implement his ideologies and his styles and everything else with the crop of players that we had, and then bring in some extra players who he thought might help the team in the January transfer window. That was a massive opportunity.
I think you're right, but I also think...
Fuck that. We'll just let him carry on, and then we'll sack him in February anyway.
I think that's all good and well in hindsight, Smarty. Do you know what I mean? Because at the back of those two results, no matter how we played, we got two results. And we're all buzzing. Let's not fuck about. Let's not lie. You know, we're all buzzing from those two results.
Correct. Yeah, but if you go back to the podcast, there were a few of us. I think I certainly was. I don't know if Gilly was as well. Who should say, we should still sack him. Get rid of him now. Get rid of the fucking idiot and get someone who knows what the frigging doing. Because I don't give a shit if you're scrappy winners against frigging Liverpool and Bournemouth. They weren't convincing wins. The only convincing win that I can probably think about is Chelsea.
And even then, if we'd conceded in the first 30 minutes, it probably wouldn't have been the same.
But again,
in hindsight, it is a lot easier to say that. If we'd have gone on a run after that and we were sitting mid-table now, we wouldn't be able to say that after the Liverpool and Bournemouth game. Because no beating around the bush. Everybody was buzzing after them games. You only got the previous tweets. And the way we all felt.
Well, we're fickle, aren't we? We're fickle football fans.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One minute he's like, oh, he's the worst thing in the fucking world, then he's got to win. Oh, Christ alive, here we go. We're going to get into Europe. That's just what we're like. But he should have gone a long time ago. He should have gone at end of last season. And
that's the thing with it. It's like
last season onwards.
When we were looking at it over the course of the season, it never looked like that football was going to be good enough to do what we wanted it to do. Yeah, we progressed. We did look better at times, but you know what they say? It's always been the same. You make your own luck over the course of a season and things even themselves out. Premier League's all about fine margins. And if you can't get over that line, then you're not good enough, regardless of how close you were. If it's happening on a consistent basis, it's not enough.
I'd like to think, Jay, that if my methodology and the way I view it was right, that we should have won more games, we should have picked up points. You can't be that unlucky for that long, can you?
Has to even out at some point. And I know he didn't get to the end of the season, but he's had pretty much, you know, two-thirds of it. He hadn't evened out. We've had a couple of wins against sides which have struggled by their standards this season.
We're only halfway through, Jay, in a game, mate. But there's plenty of time.
It makes you wonder when Marcelo would say that there's 19 ways to score a goal. You know, have we even practiced two or three by the way it's going?
Carl, but we could also argue that he didn't really have a plan B. I think both our previous managers have struggled for additional plans.
Plan A was a decent plan B.
Loved Marcelo to pieces, but
Plan A were brilliant.
But Plan A was really good when it worked.
Plan Z.
I think
that's a pertinent point as well that Skip's made. And actually, you could argue it was more than that. So Jesse had two pre-seasons and nothing changed, both in tactics and results. We also had a period where other people were playing and we weren't, where we had two games cancelled around the Queen.
The Queen died.
He had what, 2 weeks of focused time with the entire squad at that point. In the World Cup, you're broken up with the players that aren't available. But when the when the Queen passed, he had 2 weeks focused of developing what he wanted out of the squad.
Scottish
fella.
He's a Scottish fella.
So you could even argue that actually he had like two pre-seasons and maybe a mini pre-season where he could get his ideas across, but you still couldn't see them.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
There was nothing coherent about any style of play that we had, I think.
I don't understand Scottish. What are you saying?
Where are you from, North Kiltstown?
Aye.
What sort of Glaswegian accent's that?
But it never looked like there was anything, you know, coherent, like anything that was coached into the players in any of the phases of whatever that
was. They looked confused with what they were being asked to do.
They did. Do you know what I found funny about the timing of this sacking? Is the way he's performed against the better side, which we have done, we have naturally, to then sack him before we play scum twice, which ultimately, in our position, I hate the term, but three hits, and the way he's played against the better sides. You know, we're not expecting, realistically.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Get draws
next two games.
You're going to get draws against six sides, but beat by 13 others.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that's what I found funny about the timing of the sacking straight after the window, straight after that performance, going into two scum games where arguably his style works slightly better. Mm. That's the only thing I found a little bit weird about that particular timing. Anyway,
Just before we move off that, question for you.
Go on.
Playing the scum next.
Yeah.
Are we more or less likely to beat them now?
I think the players would have a bit more freedom. I think there'd be boys.
I think given his record, I honestly don't know. I don't know much about Scobala and his style. I know he's been helping out running the 21s and stuff. But he's almost confirmed today in his press conference that. That they're not going to change much from the style because it'd be too much to change in such a short window. So, more or less, I think equally. I don't think we're any more or less.
Even though his style was, even though the way that he approached those games, you know, when we've played against sides that have expected to be in the Champions League positions by the end of the season, when we played Chelsea, when we played Liverpool, who at the start of the season, all right, they've had poor seasons by their own standards, but. At the start of the season, they would have fully expected to be in the top four come the end
of
the season.
Yeah.
And the scum are up there at the moment with the run that they've been on as well. So given that, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have got rid of him at this point. Actually, we shouldn't have got rid of him at this point. I think we should have got rid of him some time ago. But it is a bit odd to do it right before the sides that he would have been looking forward to playing because... The way that he sent them out against those sides,
he might have been looking forward to it.
The only sticking point on that for me is that second half against Forest.
And I think in contrast to what you just said, Jay, you weren't looking forward to it. We've arguably played our best football against Spurs, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal. Yeah. You know, and that's the games we've half decent. Yeah, forget Man City.
But the way it's gone recently, form, you've got to worry about a game like that.
Yeah, no, look, we are where we are now. Anyway, out with the old and in with the new. We're obviously in a position now. We're not going to be doing the poll, so we won't bother putting Smarty's little bit up today. And we'll just very quickly, anybody who's watching or listening, can anybody understand what Smarty's at means? Because none of us can decipher. It's like the Da Vinci Code. And we've all been trying to work out what it stands for.
And I won't tell him.
Guys. And he won't tell us because he's a prick. If you can work that one out, there's a free beer in it from Smarty for you.
I've worked it out.
I told you Gillian get it.
I've got it.
Don't say anything. Let's see if the listeners can do it.
Oh, no. No, you want me to say it because it's not real. It's Giggs or Gaz Neville, scummers. Go on, you scummers.
Of course it is.
Is it?
Should be Scottish prick.
End of season.
Fuck Anyway, right, out with the old into the new. So before, when I set this broadcast up, you might see that the graphic was of Carlos Corberan and Iriola, I think, or Iriola, his name was, because they were the two massive front runners.
What's his name, Carl?
Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck you.
Get to fuck.
Fuck me.
Get the fuck. They were the two front runners. Anyway, a lot has changed, obviously, since then. We've now seen in the comments, thank you ever so much for all your comments, that Corberan has now accepted or been offered a, there we go, Romano. Carlos Corberan will not become Leeds United manager. Decision has been made. He will stay at West Brom with a brand new contract. New deal until 27. Corberan has accepted to stay at West Brom. Right, that gives us an excuse to fucking hate them when they get promoted if we stay up.
How can you hate Boilerman, though?
So look, we've got a few names in the mix. It looks like Arnie Slot is the outright favourite.
That Casper's dad. That was Sloth. So he's the Eredivisie at the moment.
Why? How would we even get that? Like, how?
Because Leeds is a much bigger, better club than Feyenoord.
They're not top of the fucking league, though.
Who cares? It's a much better league.
I think they brought... just on that, actually. Why? I mean, I wanted to come on to Arnie Slot later, but let's start here. Why would somebody probably going to win the Eredivisie? Why would they want to come and manage Leeds United that are arguably in a relegation battle? Why would they? I mean, we know why. We're Leeds fans. But the challenge from the outside looking.
No, because he's called Slot and we've got a willy and a cock.
I like and a stroke.
Fuck playing in Premier League. That is exactly why.
Yeah, that's it.
Imagine the song that we could write.
Everything I was going to say about the best managers wanting to test themselves in the Premier League, that's gone. It's what Gilly said.
Yeah, I was going to say what Jay said, but Gilly's is much better.
So, like, without throwing sexual innuendos in there, let's be a little bit serious.
On this podcast.
Nah, I'm only kidding. Do what you want. It's fucking ass.
This is actually very interesting from Bandy. Hold on this one. Carlos Corberan extended his contract just means that West Brom will get more money.
I was going to say something along them lines.
I doubt it.
You never know.
I don't see it.
Shows intent on it a little bit more, I suppose.
John Cahulda has said here that he thinks he'll be because the player budget will be 25 times. Not if we get relegated. And certainly not in February. You've got to. I mean, let's be realists about this. Like, you know, he's flying in his respective league. Don't know much about him. He obviously probably coached Sinisterra because I think we signed him from Feyenoord. And we've got. I know the pull of the Premier League. I get that, but would you really want to move from arguably winning silverware? Is he a Dutch bloke? I imagine it's his own country. It sounds Dutch, doesn't it? Slot. I don't know much about this guy, so I'm playing it by ear. So he's going to come from probably his own country, where he might win the league. Then
he is. He's 44 year old and Dutch.
There you go.
But why? Why? What? I don't get it. Like, if I was him, I would say, look, come back to me at the end of the season. I'm chance of winning the league here. If you're still in the Premier League next year, come back to me. What is the draw other than we're a massive club and we can say we are. We're the best fans in the world. You know, we're good. You know, what else can it be unless it's money?
It's the Premier League. The best managers want to test themselves in the Premier League. That's just what they want. But what you're saying there, this comment from Kev, I think it was here, ties into that. If you come here and you take the wrong job and you screw it up, you just become another AVB.
Yeah, but that's only to English football. If you've managed in the Premier League, you can go anywhere else in the world, can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I get that, but the Premier League clubs have the most money. It's the best league, the best players. I don't see, you know, why anyone would want to manage in any other league over us. If you fuck it up here, you could be finished here and that's your shotgun.
I don't see Jesse Marsh getting another job in the top flight in Europe.
No, not a chance.
Not after Leipzig. And
I think he'd probably get the USA men's team job.
Yeah, he probably will.
He'll probably go to MLS, is where he'll go.
But yeah. We're the only ones mad enough to give him an opportunity in one of the top five leagues in Europe.
Yeah.
He'd gone to one club and failed.
Just had a mad talk there with what Marty said. He might go back to the US. Imagine if he ended up fucking managing DC.
Coachy click.
Click sticks a frigging transfer question straight away. I'm playing under him.
Get me the fuck out.
Have we all seen that? Have you got any graphics of that, Gilly? Of the players liking the news of Marsh being relieved?
No, but it's all right. Give me 30 seconds and we will have.
It's a bit weird that we've not seen any, oh, thanks for your efforts and all that sort of shit, Jesse. Yeah. You know, yes. Thank you, blah, blah, blah. Not from a single player.
I don't think even Geisley had taken him on.
Jesus. Yeah, it is weird, don't you think? You've only got to look back. I mean, Bielsa is different, but you've only got to look back and look how sad the players were when Bielsa left. And even fans, we knew it was the right time for him to go, didn't we? But we almost didn't want him to go as well. You know, we needed change, but we didn't want it because we all love the guy and we love him. You know, he'll go down in history as a real fundamental part of the reason we're back in the Premier League. The only reason, arguably, that we're back in the Premier League, and we'll be forever grateful. And you just look at the messages from players, from staff, from everyone, and
from fans, actions of fans and stuff.
Fans,
you know.
Yeah.
If a loved one had died.
Yeah, you know. That's even a great.
Even though we were all really suffering from Stockholm syndrome, really, in the end, you know,
yeah,
it were horrible, wasn't it? It were horrible.
So, what would you be thought?
It meant so much to so many people, but
obviously Bielsa was quite high up in the running. He was quite high up in the running, wasn't he, Bielsa? What would your thoughts realistically be on getting him back if he was offered the chance?
I don't think we should. I don't think he could go back like that. I think too much water's gone under the bridge. I'd love to see what we saw with him once. I can't see it being replicated now.
I think about the fairy tale of Bielsa. You know, he brought us the Premier League and, you know, he ended a little bit shit, but you know, if he were to come back and it go really shit and he were to actually take us down, then it'd just completely ruin his legacy, wouldn't it?
So I don't think he'd be able to coach us to stay up. I don't think he'd have enough time. You know, I think there was a lot of things going against that would go against him being successful at this stage of the season for us, certainly. Yeah. But I almost think he'd run the risk of ruining a bit of his legacy, probably not all of it, because
we know what it is.
I'd be against that as much as I probably could. Then again, if it's announced in the morning, we're fucking signing, we'll all be buzzing, won't we? Do you know what I mean?
I'll be crying.
Fickle bastards.
I'll be in tears. I'll be at the end of my bed in tears, like the happiest person in the world.
On your knees outside ground like that, wouldn't you, Smarty?
We'll have to delete this podcast tomorrow if he signs.
Do you think Jesse Marsh really struggled being in his shadow?
I think that was a really tough job to take. For anybody.
I do too. I've never seen an appointment at a club where people have held on to the previous manager so hard. I've never seen that.
Mm. Not like that.
Apart from maybe those scummers, but their manager was shit.
Do you know what? It'd be interesting to speak to someone who were around in the Revy era and what it were like when Revy left. Mm. You know, and they brought Clough in and that similar sort of elk. Mm. It'd be interesting to actually get some sort of fans. You know, opinions on that.
I think that's a bit different, isn't it? Because he took the England job, and that's why he went. He went to the England job, so it's a little bit different because he's not gone. He's gone from that club that I'm following to that nation that I'm still following. I guess that were a bit of a different.
Yeah, but the Clough
context. Yeah,
the Clough.
But I think for me. In terms of Bielsa, I mean, I saw the odds and it was like, well, it's definitely not happening. We've already heard that he's not even answering the phone for him to talk to him about training ground. I'm not going to talk to him about taking job back, are they?
Fucking hell. I can't wait for Dean Smith to rock up.
It's tough. And whilst it would think, I think he was in the running, I think it was a lot of money being put on him by hopeful, disciples of Bielsa that would love just to see him back at the club in any shape or form, you know, even I'd have him back coaching the 21s tomorrow. And it was never, it should have never been a Bielsa versus Marsh thing. And that's why I think it was a, it,
you know, he was on a road to nowhere pretty much once he started anyway, because there was that many people still in love with Bielsa. Jammy seems to remember it. He remembers the aftermath. One of first memories of Jock Stein becoming manager. Bloody hell. How old are you, Jammy?
How old's Jammy? Older than friggin' Ark, is lad.
Older than Ark. Right, couple of other names that were in the running. Couple that I dismissed very early on. I'd like to get your thoughts on. For no particular reason other than they've not been very good in the Premier League. So one of which actually has done all right, but not for me. A little bit too old school. Benitez and Hasenhüttl. What were our thoughts on those two?
When we saw, I don't want Hasenhüttl anywhere near the club. Stay as far
same sort
away
of style as, football,
as humanly really possible.
No,
sorry, I went a little bit slow on that one. There you go. Sorry about that. I was a bit slow on that one.
Pablo and Clicky.
That's not slow. That's how I just did it.
82. That's going to be our oldest listener.
Seriously?
Never.
Thank you for listening.
Never.
Good man.
Bloody hell, that's fair amazing.
Fair play.
Class.
Whereabouts in the world are you from, Jammy? Get that one on there as well. We'll see where
is
you're from.
Is he from States, Jammy?
Yeah,
know.
I think
he's got a couple of stars in his name, so there's a
look at this. Jammy.
Benitez, another one that I would try and steer clear of.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Yeah. now we can take piss out of him and not feel too bad.
82, give over yourself.
Good this try, Jammy. This is an interesting one for me. So I quite fancied Benitez coming in on the principle that I think he would keep us up and I'd only want him short term. And if he came in short term, I think he could do a job. I think he could keep us up. I'd be reasonably confident if he was the name announced. If it was short term, I wouldn't want him longer than that. And if that meant that in dream world, you could get Luis Enrique or Pochettino or somebody like that, that you're not going to get until you confirm survival, I think it would be worth it. So I don't know. Would he have time between now and the end of the season to make things toxic to such an extent that it couldn't be drawn back by somebody coming in?
I just
in
don't think they're the right class fit for us as a club. I've almost got a short list of managers that I would hate to see managing Leeds United, and Benitez is one of them. For whatever reason, I'm not sure, but I just didn't enjoy watching him when he was at Everton and even before then when he was at the other half of Liverpool, and I just think those type of managers' style and where they play football or coach football has been and gone for me. I think it's a brand new era with new styles, and we've seen it. Even since Bielsa, really, that everybody now, before Bielsa, not many clubs pressed as hard and as high as what we did, and now you see it in almost every league.
I couldn't see him on the touchline though, and not be waiting for him to start trying to sell me car insurance or give me two full cinema tickets.
I'll bring you your paella.
Go come there.
Yeah. There was a few names in the running. Hasenhüttl, because he's almost another Jesse Marsh, Red Bull style manager. I thought he did all right with Southampton for a couple of seasons, but. Yeah, he tailed off last season.
He changed his style, though, didn't he? His style whilst he were there as well, because the Red Bull style does not work in the Premier League.
No, I think it's interesting, though, what Gilly said. Like, if you had to accept an average or boring manager because you were going to get an elite manager, that would be a hard decision.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be a really...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Really,
he's been as the new Allardyce.
Yeah,
possibly.
I tell you, yeah.
I mean, they're both fat.
For anybody that is a little bit overweight, we can help you out with that one.
I didn't say it was a bad thing. Bandy's in with Diego Simeone. There's absolutely no way in this world we get Diego Simeone. That's
wild.
Even more unrealistic than Pochettino and Luis Enrique.
So let's just talk about a few of the unrealistics that us Leeds fans actually think we might be able to attempt. Some of the crazy takes I've seen today on Twitter. Pep?
Yeah, Pep's coming because Pep don't want to manage in League Two. Oh, wow. So clearly he's going to want to come across the Leeds.
He's odds on to leave City though, so I think somebody put two and two together. The other ones I've seen, Poch has always been a pipe dream for me. I don't think he's any. I mean, maybe never if happened. We're comfortable.
Never
and
happened in the Champions League.
More chance of you growing
up. He said it, hasn't he? Like, so.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was, but it Villa that were in for him. And he said, I'd come, but only if you had qualified for the Champions League. I want Champions League football.
Yeah.
Because that's much better than what he's got at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he's not shy of a few quid, so I don't think he's in a rush to get into a job. Like,
he's in a privileged position. He can sit and wait for the right thing, even if it takes a couple of years.
Okay, what about Kumba? He's been spoken about, hasn't he?
Once you reach that level, though, as well, it's like if you fail, your stock goes down. You might never get one of them jobs again.
I thought you'd said Klopp.
I did as well.
You said company, was it?
Oh, turkey teeth.
I thought you'd say, Klopp.
I don't want turkey teeth here. I'd take company, though.
I fucking hate Klopp.
I'd give company a go.
Fucking Klopp, man. There's no way he'd get away with those teeth on the sideline with our fans.
I wouldn't want him to leave on
the one. They wanted to switch floodlights on because every time he smiled, it'd blind half at ground.
He was fucking apple through a tennis racket, that guy. Like.
A couple of the other names. I was just going to touch on it.
A bit more realistic. But did you see what Robbo said?
I think we all saw what Robbo said. Fuck me. Yeah.
Please tell me you've got a clipping of this, Gilly.
I have not. Absolutely not. Shit. I don't want that name on here.
What a dickhead is. Him and Danny Mills must be the most separated ex-Leeds players from Leeds I've ever heard.
Danny Mills is another one that we should never speak about.
That's do you what know what? Fans.
Danny Mills comes across as somebody
that literally what you just said.
Jordan put out a good tweet earlier on saying he blasted that talk sport for bringing those clowns on, and he was like, just go to Jermaine Beckford or Tony Drigo. They're your go-to men when it comes to Leeds. And he's right. Why would you be like Danny Mills? He's a fucking mouthpiece, man. Get him off.
It's clickbait, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're full of shit. It's like all the fucking wankers that ring in and say, oh, get fucking Neil Warnock, blah, 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 blah. Guy with a proper South Yorkshire accent. Yeah, you're a Leeds fan, aren't you, pal? You're not a Barnsley or Sheffield.
You know, you can have a South Yorkshire accent and be a Leeds fan, you know, Smike.
I'm just saying, you're not definitely a Barnsley fan on Wind Up, are you?
He's got an Irish accent and he's Italian and he's a Leeds fan.
Yeah.
I'm Scottish, Jamie. Don't worry about it.
Absolute bedwetting idiot would ring up a fucking talk sport and say, bring Neil Warnock back.
He said, I'll go to Cornwall and get him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Should be burnt at the stake.
No one's chipping in for that petrol, buddy.
Absolutely not.
Some of the
a couple
other names,
more unrealistic
then.
Ones. Pellegrini?
Yeah, well, unrealistic. Luis Enrique?
Very unreal.
Do you know, I'd love it. I would live in dreamland when I said it. I would love it if he came in, but I don't expect it to happen.
But never. The other side of the coin is we never even in a million years thought we'd get Bielsa.
Good point. You and know, Bob, we're in the championship.
In a million years. In the
argument I've got, the argument I've got to that, Carl, is the majority of Leeds fans, including myself, didn't know much about Bielsa when he joined. If I'd known half of what I know now about Bielsa, that's why I think it was unrealistic. Before I didn't. I'll be perfectly honest. I knew a little bit about him at Bilbao and at Chile and at Argentina, but very very little. I didn't know how deep he was in terms of his Oh, I see Bombers. First one of the night.
It's grand though. It's in text.
We don't bloody family show. Inky 1919. You tit.
That's it. Just have a go at listener based, mate.
Fuck them.
It's fine. It won't get picked up. It's in text. It'll be fine.
Good. It's fine.
Another unrealistic name, Jose.
I was going to say Jose. Yeah. He's looking to manage back in the Premier League again, isn't he?
Do you know what? Somebody said he wants to come back to the Premier League, but do you know what? He's doing well at Roma at the minute.
Yeah,
is he going to want to move at the moment? He's doing pretty well there.
He's just taking a rent. He probably wants out as well.
Yeah, that's what
we don't want him.
I cannot see that one happening. I just can't. And then Ancelotti?
No.
Yeah. Oh God, no!
I'd love Ancelotti.
I mean, I know they're a shit club, but the way he ditched Everton as soon as a bigger club flirted with him, that were, you know.
I mean, he wasn't just a bigger club.
Footballers.
No, I know, but still,
they're all the same business, aren't they?
He went in there and he said, "Oh, we're doing something here, sign all these players," and they just walked as soon as the chance came. And you know, I know it's Real Madrid, but. I still want
this changed a lot of us, didn't it?
I'd take him if it was available.
Hold on. I'm getting called a bloody dingle from someone from friggin' Rotherham. Are you having a fucking hell. We're going outside to muck out his arse after this podcast. Anyway.
Will you please leave off the listener bit? Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Please.
No. Just be nice.
Just take so this epitomises, I think, what we all felt when Bielsa came, just to sort of highlight what I was saying about not many people not knowing about him. We didn't know about him until he arrived, you know, that game against Stoke. And it's right, you know, it brought the stadium being full, but it was just a great, great time. And I'm hoping that whoever they decide to bring in next, and it looks like it might be Slot. I'm hoping they've got a little bit about him. I'm going to do a bit of research, I think, later and find out a little bit more about him and his style and whatever else. But it's almost a new start for us, isn't it?
Did
to a degree, yeah.
Yeah.
A fresh set of players, a new manager. There's still plenty of time to get it right.
See, that might be a little bit giving McKenny some stick that saying that he's fat. What's all that about?
What?
Have you seen people get going in on McKenny calling him fat and stuff?
No.
No.
Have you not? There's been loads of it all over Twitter calling him fatty and all that sort of like. Have you not seen the video when him like literally half naked on a bed? You know, I don't understand why people get
that. Did you subscribe to that channel? Did you smile?
I don't search for stuff like that.
Did you subscribe to that channel?
It's not my proudest one.
This is
Carl, sorry, mate.
Slot 60% win rate out of 80 games. That's
Carl. Have you got hair fever?
Yeah.
He's allergic to dogs.
No and asking why.
He's allergic to dogs.
Yeah, I'm allergic. Well, to be fair, the boy is farting like a trooper here, like so.
So that's why your eyes are watering.
That isn't helping. Like, he's relying.
I've been there when he's done that. I can confirm it is an eye watering moment.
It is bad. It is bad.
Fucking.
Winston ain't fat. He's fluffy.
Winston. Who's Winston?
Winston's his what?
Jamie, are you sure he's got 82?
He's 82. He ain't got his readers on.
He'll be writing in like that.
With his screen proper zoomed in for alt letters like Banana's phone. Yeah.
Did you see that picture of him in his
don't worry about it, man.
Did you see his picture in his bubble coat, whatever it's called?
Who?
Western, with his pink and white striped coat, and he had this little man bag that he looked like he got off Calvert-Lewin.
Oh, no.
That was Router, wasn't it?
That was Router. Yes, it was Router.
Right at the cutting edge of the news.
Sports news strikes again.
It's a good job you lads are here.
We've got an exclusive here, folks. We've got an exclusive.
Fucking Titanic sunk again.
Listen, I'm feeling a bit ropey today. Give me a pass, all right? I'm doing my best.
Look, I'll tell you what, it is nice to see us all laughing and smiling about fucking talking about leaving.
Because Jess is gone.
I know. Yeah.
Well, we're all scared about us coming next, but at least something's changed.
Yeah. Just a couple of minutes.
Fuck's sake. Not more than 7 seconds, Smarty.
Cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got it about four. Should be all right.
Sweet.
He's talking about the floor in Winston's.
Yeah.
What are you all laughing at? You don't know what Winston's is, do you?
No, I've heard. I've just heard stories.
Thought so, lads. Great, you're good point.
Jason's told me all about it.
Jason's a big fan.
Hope Winston isn't another Brolin.
We're just going to have to start calling him Winston now, aren't we?
I called him Winston, didn't I?
That's his nickname now, Winston.
But Jerry lives in America, so he should know. Like
Tulsa, of all places.
Yeah.
Cheers, Jay.
Got my finger on the pulse over here.
Jammy's hey, what you doing your own time?
Jammy's been to Winston's. Fucking hell, let me give you a postcode out soon.
Nah, do you know what? In the 90s, it would have been the old one. There was one on
Churchill's.
My mate Churchill's went in it on way home. We walked home once. Left him there.
It's called Churchill's back then, I think.
That's a time for the old WhatsApp chat, that one, Joe.
Anyway.
I left my mate there. I don't care what he does.
This will be another once walked home from Wakefield fucking story.
Hey, it's better than Luke's.
Hal Robson Canu.
Hal Robson Canu. Yeah.
Hey, have you seen him this week, Luke?
His dad came in today.
I'm calling him tomorrow to see him, actually. Honestly,
I'm off to see
get
Kenny
a photo
and
with him.
About some pain.
I will.
Yeah, I've got get a photo.
I will do, yeah, because I've got him some CBD balm to give him. So. Jammy, calm down, mate. It's a child-friendly show.
Spamming us.
I love Jammy.
Sex
already.
Text. Jammy with his sex
all
text.
All your faces when you don't know about Winston's.
Really?
LS115LS, if anyone's keen.
Oh, dear. Audio right, listeners are going to be thinking, what the chuff's going on?
Yeah. Just to go back onto the managers before we do go on to a little bit of scum talk. One of the ones that was a front runner that I think we were all relatively keen on having seen 5 minutes of Rayo Vallecano last night was Areola. That's a bit of your nipple, isn't it? I said that last night.
West Ham keeper as well.
Yeah.
Areola was the joint favourite earlier this afternoon. It turns out that he's nowhere near now because it looks like Slot's got the job. But based on his style, we probably felt he could be a good fit. You know, very Bielsa style, but not man marking. Doing really, really well with Vallecano.
Got told that's what Marsh would be.
Yeah. I actually did a bit of watching of some tactical stuff about this Slot guy, and I left the fucking thing down.
Here we go. buckle in, chaps.
No, it's gonna be a long one. You'll be glad to know I left the notebook downstairs with all the information.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Yeah.
I've been sitting here the whole pod going, well, fuck it, my time to shine.
Huh? And, go get it then.
No, it's funnier as a joke now.
You'd have to tell us when to laugh.
Yeah,
stalled up. I know
we've not mentioned though.
We're in London. That's the fucking difference.
He'd literally smash his league up with that squad.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah. Anyway, he was my preference, or even over Corbyn, I think.
Colin.
Was Areola. And
fucking hell, there's so many variations of this name.
Yeah, I don't have a clue how to say it really. Cal, tell us how you say it.
Verber. Oh,
Cal, give us a go.
Verber.
I'm just looking at Skybet and it's not suspended on Skybet.
Is it not? I had 20 quid on Slot when it dropped down to 2-1 early because I thought nobody comes out of the blue for that.
Always better
than one on TV.
Responsibly. What's this about then? Did you see the Talk Sport guy in the press conference say Bamford was getting criticised for what he said at the end of the Forest game and tried to get Bamford thrown under the bus? I hadn't seen that.
No, I didn't see that.
He was well within his rights, I think. Whatever Bamford said anyway about that game.
Was that
well within his rights?
Do you think he was trying to deflect from Marsh because they knew he was under pressure and he might go?
I haven't seen this. I'll have to have a look into it. Matt Leeds, if you can tweet us and just give us a link to that, one of us will have a quick gander.
Gander.
With Bamford coming out saying what he said yesterday, just quickly before we go on to the Man United chat. Do you think is that like the Luke Ayling moment at Forest, the season we went up? You know, is that like the turning point? That was the kind of, you know, the speech that the honest speech that needed to happen, because, you know, it was very blunt and honest from Luke Ayling that first time at Forest. So I'm just wondering, this might be a turning point, like, you know?
It could be, and it generally does seem to come from a senior player at a lot of clubs as well. You know, when something's not right, and it's something we've banged a bit of a drum on, is that, you know, the players have been in touch with Marsh. That's one of this, you know, one of the actual positives we've been able to take was that they put the bodies on the line for him, they run for him. But actually, have we seen a little bit of that, you know, a little bit of distress there? You know, have they been as in touch as what we think? Well, the honest answer is we'll never know until one of them writes a book or something like that. But we felt as fans, I think, and we were all sort of in agreement that they were playing for Marsh, regardless of the results, regardless of the performance, they were still playing football for Marsh. I think the only time we haven't seen that was that second half against Forest, and I thought they were disjointed and poor. So, yeah, I think it could be a turning point, and it sometimes does need a senior figure within the squad to come out and actually be quite blunt and actually almost say it conservatively with a little bit of, you know, a little bit of sarcasm almost and that. So yeah, I'm sure we'll see. Look, we're all really, really excited, and I think we better start moving on to the next part, otherwise we'll be here all fucking night.
Yeah.
Cal, is your dog snoring?
He is, yeah. I can't hear him.
He's got a pig's lug oil in his head, in his mouth.
Do you think, Luke, on the flip side of maybe Bamford trying to deflect, do you think the other thing is that he basically questioned Marsh's tactics publicly? Do you think that may have been a thing that
I think he did, but Marsh? But what made me feel sorry for him, Jay, was the way he went. The words that he used were around, he couldn't find a way to unlock it. It was his fault, and it shouldn't have been. Yeah. But again, that could have been passive aggressive. You know, he could have been actually meaning Marsh, and just trying to get that across to the media and to us fans. But again, it's not something we'll probably ever know. So the fish eye fool is gone. Bandy has been on the piss since yesterday. He's buzzing, and he's absolutely off his face now for the next few weeks. it's like every day is his birthday, going to be until he hits the new manager. Then we're back to square one. So anyway, scum game. We've got two in a week. We can probably talk about them both in the same thing, because I very much doubt we might have a manager in place, but I don't think we'll know what to expect. So the two games coming up, away and then at home. Are we expecting anything? What, you know, we've got Scabba da Bee in charge, and
Scooby Doo. Let's hope he's got a clue.
Scobala is taking the reins, I think, with the what's left of the coaching staff. So he mentioned in the press conference earlier on today, I don't know if anyone's seen it, but that they're not going to. I think it was the shortest press conference that Leeds have ever done in history. I think it was about 10 minutes, 11 minutes. Didn't give much away. So,
I mean, how do Bielsa feel? Famously had short ones, though, didn't he? I mean, he didn't go on at all.
No, yeah. He saved all his time for PowerPoint presentations.
Yeah. Scobala, Scobaba. Oh, that's a bit, I think that's a bit harsh. A bit early to be calling him that. right then, Carl, I'll come to you first, mate. What do you make of his chances? But tell me a bit about both home and, I mean, assuming we haven't got a manager in place, or he's not going to have enough time to change anything before Sunday, we could probably look at both of these games in a similar fashion, can't we?
Yeah, but like you said earlier, you hit the term free hit. Like, so from the press conference today, you kind of gathered that he wants to maybe change one or two things. Ten Hag today was kind of, I think a lot of what he was saying was kind of, geez, you know, they could have, regardless of whether they have a manager in or not, there could be a bit of a bounce there where they want to prove a point. Like, and I think your man there, whatever, what is it, is
Scooby. We call him Scooby.
Just call him Scooby.
Scooby and Scrappy.
Your man there, Scooby and Scrappy.
Scooby and Scrappy. Scooby. Two Scrappy games, isn't it?
Yeah, with Scooby, it's, yeah. But I think he was saying that he wasn't going to change anything up really as such, but maybe add one or two things. So I'm hoping that we play with
would those two things be wingers?
That's what I'm kind of hoping, like, because we have serious weapons on the bench and in the squad, lads, you know what I mean? So
serious weapons on this podcast for me.
No, I'm gonna say
there's a few on Twitter are gonna be a bit kinder, but, you know.
I think if not one thing, the one thing we can look forward to is at least until the new manager is announced, is a unified fan base. You know, we're all going to be happy that there's a new, you know, and there's going to be a new style going to be played. And until people find flaws with that and everything else, we're going to be, you know, even away, arguably at Old Trafford, we'll still be, you know, there's not going to be half the fans chanting Marsh out because he's gone. I don't mind that. As long as there's not a new manager there. And I think for whoever comes in now, Jay, it's almost better for them that they're only going to be compared now to their predecessor. Yeah,
100%. You know? And I think that we're always going to be the case long term. Yeah, we're never going to be that Jesse were going to be the man.
I think we've got a great chance. They've got no midfield. They've got Casemiro's out. They've got Eriksen out. Somebody else, I think, quite important.
Casemiro's a big loss for them. He's a big loss for them. They are on a run of 13 wins in a row at home.
Managerless Leeds to beat them.
Yeah, yeah, they outplayed us.
Gods are meant to be
written in the stars, mate. You watch.
Do you know what? I'm pretty encouraged by the fact he's not going to change too much, because I think trying to rip it up and start again in this short time frame would have been a big mistake.
He pointed out he's got one training session with them. What are you going to do in that? Tweaks is the absolute most you can do.
I just think the fact he ain't got like this big idea. I'm just going to change everything and do this masterclass. Yeah. I'm just glad he's not on that wavelength.
Yeah.
You can't.
And the way that we're going to set up, whatever we're going to do, the formation we're going to look at, I think... The important element is what Luke's pointed out, is there's nobody to have a go at. It don't matter if we end up getting absolutely tonked. Fans aren't going to be having a go at somebody because there's nobody to have a go at. Well, yeah, sack the board. And that's fair. I'm okay with that. That's not an issue at all. But the board have actually finally, I mean, I've had a couple of issues. I've had a couple of issues with some of the things I've seen on Twitter where people are saying, I'm surprised they backed it so early, and I've lost my shit. Smarty, I think you were involved in one of them as well, because like, you've got a very different impression of what early is to me. I get the point about the window closing and then him going immediately after it. He should have gone before it. That's the point. Mm-hmm. There's no real changes we can make. I think that we are in a position now where we've looked not harder to beat, but we've not looked like we're going to get tonked for a good long while. That's true. You've got to take that as a positive, especially given some of the score lines that we've had against these scumbastards.
Rashford frightens the shit out of me, though.
Just one second, lads. Just before we can continue, what is
hang
this
on.
All about?
I was just about to pop that up.
Did you all discuss the American Dafties giving their kits back yet?
Have you not seen this?
Have you seen that absolute fucking bedwetter?
We've got
on
three American players in our first team squad.
He's an absolute cabbage, that lad.
Absolutely ripped into him on Twitter today just for laugh. Yeah.
Basically, some guy called Drew Summer or other who bought himself.
Oh, with him, I was arguing with.
Yeah,
I think a few others have had a go at him.
Leeds, what's your policy on returning shirts? Because obviously, you don't want Americans at your club and blah blah blah. Somewhat along those lines, and he were basically calling us racists, say we hate Americans, and that Marsh got sacked because he was American. Yeah. Well, completely ignoring the fact that everyone loves Tyler.
The Americans are a race now. Yeah.
Well, it seems so. This guy were on one now.
The clown put up a fucking tweet going thanking someone for sending him a competition win Aronson jersey.
No.
And it was like, so that's what you want to send back? A free fucking competition?
Not that I can. Yeah.
He'd won it.
He'd won it. He'd fucking won it.
Stay there, Smarty.
He says, LUFC, what's your return policy on jerseys? Since you hate America, I'd like to return a few.
We don't sell jerseys anyway, so it don't matter. We sell shirts, so fucking.
Not unless you're Carl. If you're Scottish Carl, he wears jerseys.
Yeah.
Right. Last time we beat Scum at their place in the league.
8-1.
8-1, 1-0.
Fuck it.
So come on, league. Let's get stuck into them. I think it's and I said I hate the term free, but it is. We have got nothing to lose going there. We're managerless. Nobody expects us to win. We couldn't even beat Forest away. You know, everything is in their favour. Apart from they've got some important players out, and the players might well react in a positive way to Jesse leaving. We'll soon see how on board they were with Jesse, I suppose, in probably the first 5 or 10 minutes at Old Trafford on tomorrow night, isn't it? Yeah. Jay, you're not going, are you?
I'm not going, no, mate.
Just quickly, Carl, you're going, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah.
And have you been asked to do a little something?
No, I haven't been asked to do anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so we haven't told you to stick stickers all over the ground and stuff now.
Oh well, no, I'm definitely doing that. Like, I've got a few here. Render has she'd give me a few a while back, like, so I have a few there.
Did she get you what?
A few stickers.
All right, okay.
Just while we're mentioning tweets, I just got to pull this one up that I saw today, because it wasn't on Twitter, but it was on social media.
Is it an auto no bitter, Jay? Can it wait?
No, it's just the guy that commented posted from YouTube. This is just genius.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know what Jesse was moaning about. He's so good looking. He didn't have to pay for anything. Everything was free for him, getting paid 500 grand a week. Don't know what his problem was. He should have just shut his mouth. Oh, Jesse wanted to be a good looking superstar on TV. Well, everybody in England goes to work 10 to 14 hours a day for £300 or £400 a week and have to pay for everything. I mean,
I think they got Jesse and Luke mixed up there.
it's really brought all the crazies out of this. I've never seen anything like it.
Mm.
Yeah, look, yeah. And we can't base our opinion on of Americans based on one or two divvies. You know, there is divvies in. I mean, we've probably got more. Well, we've certainly got more English divvies in our fan base,
100%,
and British divvies that apparently support the club. So,
British divvies.
Yeah, British divs. I'm sorry if that's offensive. I don't think it is. Is it divvies? What's it short for?
I think so.
We'll probably find out though, because there's enough left.
Don't pull at that thread.
Yeah.
Pull at that thread. Only bad things happen that way.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, realistically, then going into, I think we've probably got more chance at home on Sunday when we're a bit more stable, and obviously with the crowd behind them and everything else. I just think it's a great time to play these one after another. I don't think it could have come at a better time for us to be playing them. So,
I'm glad it's
my missus is American and she's okay in small doses.
You're a brave man.
I'm glad it's away first, because I feel like if we got a result there, the atmosphere for the home game will be off the chart. Whereas if we don't get a result, nobody expects much. Yeah, but we'll be extra hyped if we got something against them at their place.
Regardless, mate, it's going to be banging.
It will be ace. It will be
ace. It's going to be banging. And then I'm going straight to a Super Bowl party after at my brother's to get absolutely steaming.
Oh, Christ.
This isn't going to be one of them where you go missing for a week, is it?
Yeah, probably. Danny, thank you ever so much. We did mention you right at the start of the show, Danny, but yeah, thank you ever so much for those photo edits. They were spot on. Right then, let's go into back to Gilly's part of the show when I can find it.
Auto No Better Predictions.
So we're going to take both predictions for both tomorrow night and Sunday, because we're not going to be back on again before then. I know who's on BNC. Are you doing it Wednesday night, Thursday night, Jay and Cal?
Thursday night or Thursday?
Not sure yet. I would have thought Thursday.
Yeah,
it'll be a late one because Cal's travelling back.
4-1. Yeah.
Who do you want to start with, Gilly?
Start with Jay, because that's the way that I've written the names.
Fair enough. I'm going to go for 1-1 at their place. And I think that's the first time I've ever picked a draw in our predictions. At home, 2-2.
Desmond.
Fucking hell. Carl, what an absolute wet wipe you are, Jay.
Why don't you pick a fucking yourself? Winner?
Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't know, because I don't want to lose any points.
It's not to do with that. It's what I genuinely think is likely.
Well, you're a fucking... Whatever.
Hi. It's Martin. Anyway, who's higher in the league, mate? Who's higher in the league out of you two?
Exactly.
It's because I'm not scared. I'm not hiding behind the yellow pages. I don't give a fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Carl.
All right, man. How's it going, man?
You got a prediction for me, mate?
Yeah, I'm going to go 2-1 scum at Old Trafford. And I'm going to go for a jammy 3-1 win at Elland Road for us. Just for the crack. Just for the crack.
Okay.
The Irish.
Yeah.
Scottish.
Oh, who's fucking... Look, Matt, there. Look, Matt, in the comments there, put 3-1 lead.
Matt.
I've had a common trend lately that whenever I seem to back the opposition, we seem to do all right. And whenever I back leads, we get his ass.
Basically, you get it wrong a lot.
So, based on that. Yeah,
it's pretty much what he's saying, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, it's exactly what I just said. So... I'm going to go 4-0 scum on both games, and hopefully we might get some points. Fuck it.
Oh, all right, okay.
Is this because you're picking the team you used to support first?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Hey, Hannah Brad brought it up first. I thought I'd get it in there.
Fuck you. Just make sure Luke doesn't... They removed that button quick, did they?
Yeah.
No, it was me. I'm trying to put it on.
I just want to point out, Hannah, I'm the only person that hasn't done that. So Luke's not on his own in that.
And I was reading it.
Being quiet
and it was
now.
And it was back at the... Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, I was reading from the other screen, and this is at a time when we used to try and predict the Premier League results. We were all buzzing about being back in the Premier League. Oh, and I was reading, City were playing scum, and I was just going... Arsenal, Chelsea, and on my screen it said City, me, but I still said it. Hey,
you
don't make mistakes.
You did.
We all make mistakes. Who's next? Me.
You. Yes.
Let's go. I'm going to go 1-1 at Old Trafford. 2-2 at Old Trafford. I think there's going to be goals in it. Not many midfielders, and I think Leeds will really go for it. But I think we'll nick a draw, and I think we'll beat them at our place. 2-1.
See, I think the old bounce at Elland Road could be heavy. Like that's the thing.
It's gonna be so loud there on Sunday. It's gonna be absolutely bonkers.
It's gonna be heavy. Like it's gonna be louder than last year.
They were absolutely insane when they were there last year as well,
and we lost 5-2, 4-2 was it?
4-2.
Yep. So
I've gone one either way. So I've gone 2-1 scum, I'm afraid. But I've gone 3-2 leads at our place.
Sweet.
Who got in the comments first?
Jesus Christ, I don't know.
I think it was that match app that said same result as me, was it?
No, there was some before that. Skip first, 3-1 scum. That's the away we'll take. Mm. We'll take that for the away.
Okay, yeah.
And skip again was actually first, but we'll move on to somebody else who hasn't been before. Danny Rumsey, has he ever been?
I think so.
Two all at home. So we've got 3-1 scum away. And 2-2 at home.
Yep, got that. Nice one.
Right then. Jay's favourite part of the show, and I'm hoping somebody's got one prepared. If not, I have. But if anyone wants to take one of these away.
Auto No Better with Rachel Adedeji.
Anyone got an Auto No Better for me this week?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I have. I'll start, and you can try and think of one. Mine is not football related, but I seen the other day on fucking Twitter that they're re-releasing White Men Cannot Jump, and I am fucking fuming about that because Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson will be are unrivaled. It's impossible. They've tried to make it more of a comedy, and it just looks dog shit. So that is my auto no bitter of this week.
There it is.
Save the original.
It's so damn hard. Look at this damn.
Don't with that tartar thing. Be careful now.
Careful now. Save the original.
I mean, some films, the re-releases and remakes have been relatively good. I just can't see how this is going to go well for anybody. I'll probably watch it, but I won't pay to watch it.
No.
There's some stuff just shouldn't be remade. It should just be left alone.
Listen, like Wesley and Woody are absolute legends of the game. They're absolute legends. And, yeah, I don't know. It just won't happen.
It's a bad decision. Bad decision.
It is a bad decision. No originality left.
The thing is, as well, they're not going to get away with the it's far too PC nowadays to be getting away with some of the half stuff. It was saying back then, and that was very much funny. You know,
yeah,
that's just going to ruin it. If you can't, you know, insult your mama without someone getting offended, then it's not going to be any fucking good.
No, it just won't reflect any of the real culture or anything.
All the hatred.
Sanitized Hollywood cinema.
Just film them going for a bloody Starbucks together or some shit like that.
Oh, they will. Yeah.
So I've sort of got one, Luke, and I'm in two minds as to whether I ought to or not.
Get on with it.
Which probably means I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway.
Yes.
It's about football in general and about footballers, and I love the game and I love the sport and I hate many of the clubs and the players that play it. The allegations against footballers, and they are allegations, we'll stress that they are allegations, but allegations against footballers that just go away. The sport washing, the years and years, clearly years and years of cheating and cheating the FFP. The fact that Bowley's now just decided that he's just going to do whatever he wants. He's playing Football Manager again, just like Roman was, just screwing FFP all over the place. Man City clearly doing it for a long, long period. It's just it. Fuck. Do you know the only reason the entire raison d'être of the Championship is to get into the Premier League, but it fucking stinks. All of it. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's sanitized grounds. It's all about the money. You don't get the crap with the opposing fans. It's just shit. I hate it. And at the same time, I love it and I can't stop.
Just to reiterate that, the best away day I've had for some time was Accrington.
Yeah. Crack, wasn't it?
And you know what?
It's just a poisonous relationship I've got with it. It's noxious because I love it and hate it in equal measure. And, you know, I'm not getting too bitter about it. I normally start ranting. It stinks. I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
I think
we all probably we're not daft. We understand what you were getting at the start of that rant, and it's just disgusting. It's disgusting. Just to go back to White Men Can't Jump, Rosie Perez isn't going to be in it. Rosie Perez is not going to be in the new one, surely.
Oh no!
I'm going to come back and put my mouth where this money is.
Yeah.
Anybody else got a quick one?
Nah, there's a couple of comments I just want to ask about though.
Go on, this one
from Jammy, from Southie. Jammy used to be on stage. What did he do, Jammy? What did you do?
He was down at Winston's, wasn't he?
That's for this one. I've got no words for this one.
Jammy.
I've
got no words for this one, but I just needed to know what the hell is going on there.
False rubber here.
Rubber is that jewel? The Leeds version of Sticky Vicky from Benidorm? Is it?
Rubber jewel.
Chris Sutton, twat. Yeah, agree with that.
Yeah, on that.
It's not going to change any time soon. In fact, it's going to get worse, Skip. If anything, it's going to get worse. You look at City and the trouble they're potentially going to be in because of money and whatever else. Yeah, it's just all about money. It's just about
actually,
money.
Actually, Liam's made a really, really good point on it as well. De Forest fall in the same category. In actual fact, there was an element where Forest were even worse. They signed O'Brien. A lot of our fan base on Twitter said, well, look at state of that. They've signed O'Brien. And we needed a midfielder, and I can't believe that we haven't signed him. You know what they actually ended up doing, because they didn't get him shipped out on loan in time, is they've just kept him on the books and taken him out of their squad so they can put somebody else in. So he just sits
under Andre fucking Ayew, of all people.
Yeah, and can't play football. Cannot play football for anyone.
Gilly, is this true? Are you match fixing when you're
absolutely. 100%.
Believe everything you hear.
Nobody can be naturally that good at Kirby.
That's it, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, listen, used to be brilliant. Best in Leeds at one point, full Monty. Hey, it's getting... This podcast used to be sensible, I remember. I don't really. yeah, listen, everybody, thanks ever so much for watching. Do subscribe, smash a like and everything else. We will be back on Thursday with Cal and Jay to cover whatever happens tomorrow night, which isn't on Sky, but can be viewed if you're in a different country. Apparently.
So they say.
As ever, just a quick nod to mental health and Andy's man club, who have been very kind and yeah, you know, if anyone is struggling, there is an Andy's man club very close to you, and we did find a woman's one last week, but I've forgotten the name of
Don't say anything, Jay.
Jay, keep quiet. Yeah. But yeah, thank you ever so much again for listening.
Thanks,
we will see you. We won't see you tomorrow. Jay and Carl will see you on Thursday, and some other two will probably see you on Sunday. Again, thank you ever so much. Anybody else quickly, anything to say before we do shoot?
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Hit the like, smash button, and all.
Press the follow buttons. And the fucking like buttons. Press all the buttons. Just all the fucking buttons.
All the buttons. Press them all. Get you notified.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for listening to another Otto Know Better podcast, the Independent Leeds United podcast. You can engage with us via our socials on YouTube and Twitter at the address @OttoKnowBetter with your thoughts on the show or subjects you'd like us to discuss. You can even join us live and have your say while we're recording on our YouTube channel for the main weekly show and the Berardi and Coke aftermatch podcasts. We've 3 years' worth of content you can listen back to, from interviews with former Leeds players and managers to Hollywood stars. Maybe choose carefully which match reviews to check out though. Remember to subscribe on whichever app you choose to follow us on.